Our next speaker is Nasima Shiju from the Masdar Institute in the UAE. And we're going to hear about atmospheric modeling over the Arabian Peninsula.
Thank you. I'll be speaking on the atmospheric composition modeling over the Arabian Peninsula for solar energy applications. And this is the outline of my talk. It includes the introduction, methodology, results, and the conclusions. As we know, the atmospheric aerosols as well as the trace gases has important implications in the attenuation of solar energy, and particularly this will be important for the desert climates in which the frequent dust storm activities are happening. And this will induce inject large amount of dust aerosols in the atmosphere, causing the largest attenuation factor for the solar energy. And this will have impact on the solar energy applications as well. So, therefore, it is accurate information on the spatiotemporal variability of aerosols are extremely important for the irradiance modeling and the solar energy applications. Keeping with this idea in mind, we have configured the Chimera model, which is a three-dimensional chemistry transport model over the Arabian Peninsula region. And in the Chimera model, it comprises of six physical modules. It's emission, chemistry, transport, turbulent mixing, as well as the deposition. In the emission module, there are it inclusive of the dust emissions, anthropogenic emissions, biogenic emissions, as well as the dust emissions, anthropogenic emission, biogenic emissions. These are the emissions. And for the modeling of the weather parameters, the Chimera model, the model requires the weather parameters, and here we have done an offline coupling with the weather research and forecast model for the required weather parameters. In addition, the model requires the initial and lateral boundary conditions, and usually the global simulations of GOCART provides the initial and lateral boundary condition data. In addition, the model also requires the information on the topography and soil and land use properties. And the model has been configured of the over the Arabian Peninsula region with the nested domain configuration with 27 and 9 kilometers respectively for the inner and outer and inner domains. And the simulations were carried out for the period of 1 month during August 2013. And these locations are identified as these locations are the aeronaut stations within the simulation domain, and the result from this and the observations of aerosol optical depth from these stations will be used for the validation of the model. In addition, we have used the satellite observations such as MODIS Deep Blue as well as the Calypso observations for the validation. And when the model has been configured with the default values of the land, soil and surface properties, the model simulations on a dust event on August 5, it shows extremely unrealistic values. And this is the left panel shows the model simulation with the default configuration. Later, we have reconfigured the model for the higher vertical resolutions reaching up to 200 hectopascal, that is almost 12 kilometers from the surface, and the simulation shows slightly improvement. Still, it is far from the real from the observations. If you see that emission module, the most important thing is the dust emission, and for the dust emission, in this Chimera model, the dust emission parameterization is employed is the one proposed by the Alfaro Gomez 2001, which is found to be sensitive towards the soil and surface database used. As such, we have examined the soil and surface database, such as the soil erodibility and surface roughness length employed in the Chimera model, and the map is shown here. And it shows that these both the parameters, they are not well representing that variability over the Arabian Peninsula. So we have derived the new data sets on the soil erodibility as well as the surface roughness length. The soil erodibility is derived from the MODIS reflectance, and for the roughness length, we have taken the values from the ECMWF ERA interim database. And with the incorporation of the new data sets, the same simulation over the on August 5, 2013, which was a dusty day, and showed that the simulations were improved very significantly. And the simulations, in addition, the simulations were compared for two other days, which was August 9, 2013, which was relatively a clean day with less amount of aerosols, and this is also the simulation also in close agreement with the MODIS observations. In addition, we have compared one more day. It was a moderately dusty day on August 23rd, and the simulation also in close agreement with the observations. And what about the vertical structure of the aerosol simulations? Now we have compared the vertical structure of the simulated AOD with the Calypso vertical profiles. The left panel of the figure shows the latitudinal variation of the vertical structure of the cloud aerosol extinction coefficient for August 6th and August 23rd for the satellite pass over the Arabian Peninsula. Here in the left panel, right panel shows the corresponding simulation. Now here we have fixed the longitude closer to the satellite overpass. This shows that for both the days on August 6th and 23rd, the dust plume on August 6th and thin plume on the 23rd is more or less accurately depicted in the model as well. Now we are going for the quantitative validation of the model, and the AOD observation from the four aeronet stations are used for the quantitative validation, and this shows the temporal variability of the aerosol optical depth from the model simulation as well as the observations. It shows that at all the stations they are in close agreement, not only in the magnitude as well as in the temporal variability. And the correlation coefficients were found to be in between 0.6 to 8, and the RMSE was around 0.05 for this observation. And this recalibrated model with the new data sets on soil and surface database as well as the emission inventories is used to simulate a very intense dust event happened very recently, that is on April 1st week of 2015. And it shows that this is the animation shows the dust eruption as well as the propagation of dust plume over the Arabian Peninsula. This shows the observation from the Meteosat RGB, and this pink color indicates the dust. It is the model is able to capture the variability as well as is the propagation along the Arabian Peninsula. Okay, now I'm concluding the talk. The model simulations are found to be extremely sensitive towards the database, such as soil and surface database used, and the model recalibrated model with the new data sets is found to be able to simulate the dust events over the Arabian Peninsula. And this simulation from the model will be used for the solar energy irradiance modeling. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions? Maybe I'll ask the same question that I asked Charlotte. I have the privilege to serve on the advisory board to the King Abdullah City for Atomic and Renewable Energy, which plans to install some tens of gigawatts of PV and concentrated solar power on the Arabian Peninsula. And the yield projections for those projects are critically dependent on forecasts of dust events and soiling. Can you say anything about annual average soiling rates, for example?
Yes, the model can provide the deposition rates per square kilometer area as well. In addition to the emission, it can also provide the deposition rate on the flat surface per square kilometer area.
I think that's very, very important work, because I don't think anybody's really figured out yet how to clean large areas of solar or CSP collectors on large scales in arid environments like that. So thank you very much. Any further questions? Okay, thank you again.